Good afternoon. Please be seated and welcome to the State Department, to the Benjamin Franklin Room. Vice President Biden and Dr. Biden and I are delighted to be hosting this luncheon for a very special guest. Chancellor Merkel is someone who has proven to be an extraordinary leader, not only on behalf of her country, but on the world stage on so many issues that matter greatly to the United States and all those who love and cherish freedom and peace and opportunity for all. She is receiving, as you may have heard, the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Obama today, and that is a recognition as our nation's highest civilian honor. She has ensured during her time in public life on behalf of Germany that her country is a force for all of the values that we hold so dear together. And our alliance is in extraordinary shape. And as we live through these very quickly changing times, it is very good to have a partner at the helm of Germany who is working with us to resolve a lot of the issues and solve the problems that we face together. I first met the Chancellor a long time ago, back in the 1990s. She was not yet Chancellor. I was not yet Secretary. And we actually were on a television show, an interview show together in Berlin. And she was introduced to me as a young woman who will go far. and that certainly proved to be true. When she was addressing 2 years ago the joint session of Congress, she made such an indelible point of talking about the transition she had lived through and exemplified in her own country, tearing down a wall made of barbed wire and concrete, and now in the 21st century, having to tear down the walls in our minds, walls of short-sighted self-interest and walls between the present and the future. Well, we have a leader for both the present and the future with us today. And it is my pleasure to introduce another leader who I've known even longer than I've known the Chancellor, and that is our wonderful Vice President, Joe Biden.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Even then, I was 25 years older than the Secretary. Madam Secretary, Chancellor Merkel, all the distinguished guests that are assembled here today, Madam Chancellor, I congratulate you, as you've been congratulated again, and you will be hopefully many times, on receiving the highest award our country can give to a civilian. The President is anxious to present to you the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And it's a fitting acknowledgment, Madam Chancellor, both of your tremendous achievements in leading your nation, but also the incredibly high regard you are held in, not only here in the United States, but around the world. You have risen to a task at an extremely difficult time, and you're one of the leaders that the rest of the world looks to. President Obama has said of Chancellor Merkel's life that her story is a story of accomplishment and a source of inspiration to him and, quite frankly, to all of us. Madam Chancellor, you're indeed a both vital partner and someone who's broken through barriers your entire career, not only for the betterment of your country, but I would argue for the betterment of Europe. One day, on the day we celebrate this close friendship and strong alliance between our two nations, I wanted to just say a few words, if I may, about a man who used to occupy this office, the Secretary's office, who devoted his career to promoting this transatlantic partnership, former Secretary Larry Eagleburger, who passed away last weekend. He was one of the strongest proponents of Germany's key role in European security, as Zbigniew Brzezinski, as I see here, has always been. And he also played a very major part in securing U.S. assistance to Central Eastern Europe as the wall fell. And we miss his counsel. Madam Chancellor, President Obama has said many times, and he said again essentially today when he was speaking on the lawn of the White House, he said, Europe is the cornerstone of our global engagement and a catalyst for global action. And Germany's not just central to our relationships with Europe. Quite frankly, it's central to our entire global agenda. On my first overseas trip as Vice President, I had the opportunity to be with you, Madam Chancellor, at the Munich Security Conference in 2009. And the President asked me to make the first major speech to begin to lay out this administration's foreign policy. And alongside Chancellor Merkel, I said the United States would listen and learn. I would argue we have listened, and hopefully we have learned. I also told at that time our NATO colleagues that there was no conflict, none whatsoever, between our security and our ideals. I also said that we would need Europe's help. The United States, I pledge, would do more for and with Europe and the world, but we needed Europe's help, and we needed Europe to do more. And you have. In her remarks, the Chancellor at that same meeting said, quote, we have to do this together. As the Secretary said, I think there's evidence that that has been exactly what's happened since we've come into office. We have done a great deal together. She also urged, the Chancellor did, the nations of NATO, the NATO alliance, to prepare themselves for joint action. Looking back at more than 2 years since we both spoke at that meeting, I submit the United States and Europe have heeded this call to greater cooperation, and with the significant help of Secretary Clinton, that we are now focused on sustaining it and knowing that it's more important to sustain it now than it ever has been. As we stand together in Afghanistan to try to stabilize that country and work to counter proliferation threats from Iran, as we recover from this global financial crisis and support the citizens of the Middle East and North Africa struggling for a greater opportunity for liberty and democracy, as we provide assistance to the people of Japan and Haiti, Kosovo and Bosnia and beyond, the United States and Europe not only are talking about cooperation and engagement, we are actually cooperating and engaging, in no small part because of your leadership, Chancellor. It's not just the policies and values that we share. That's not the only thing that unites us. There's an incredible kinship. Now, Madam Chancellor, I'm sure you've been told this before, but a full one-quarter of all Americans claim to be of German heritage. One-quarter. And I imagine 100% of this room this afternoon claims that. German Americans have enriched the United States in countless ways and excelled in every single facet of American life, business to arts, politics to sports, in every single aspect of American life. And together, Germany and the United States are planting the seeds to grow these links for generations to come. It's no accident that the United States is a top destination for German high school students. And it's also no accident that Germany is a top destination for American high school students studying abroad. Our friendship and our shared values and our common heritage enrich both our nations, and I would presumptuously suggest enrich the world. So I'd like to offer a toast, if I may.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Thank you. Oh. I'd like to offer a toast. Our friends, our partners, our allies, may our close cooperation continue for generations to come. And welcome. Floor is yours.
Thank you.
Sehr geehrter Herr Vizepräsident, sehr geehrte Frau Biden, sehr geehrte Frau Außenministerin, liebe Hillary, sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, recht herzlichen Dank für die wunderbare Begrüßung und ich freue mich über unser Zusammentreffen jetzt hier im State Department.
Mr. Vice President, Mrs. Biden, Madam Secretary, dear Hillary, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the wonderful reception, and let me say that I'm delighted to be able to meet with you here today in the State Department.
Der heutige Tag ist Ausdruck unserer bewährten, engen deutsch-amerikanischen Partnerschaft, die seit langem besteht, die aber natürlich, wie die gesamte Welt, auch einem Wandel unterworfen ist.
This day today is a testimony of our tried and true and very close German-American partnership, but it is also a friendship and a relationship that is of long standing, but as is the world generally, is also subject to certain changes.
Und so haben wir nach dem Ende des Kalten Krieges, nach der deutschen Vereinigung, heute neue Aufgaben zu bewältigen, und das tun wir in großer Gemeinsamkeit.
So, after the end of the Cold War and after German reunification, we now have new tasks on our agenda, and tasks and challenges that we need to meet together. And we're doing this, and we're doing this in very close coordination and cooperation indeed.
Wir beschäftigen uns heute mit einem Wandel in einer anderen Region, im Norden Afrikas, den wir erfolgreich gemeinsam gestalten wollen. Wir wollen Afghanistan stabilisieren. Und wir wollen einen Beitrag dazu leisten, dass es keine nukleare Bewaffnung des Iran geben kann.
Today we are dealing with changes in a very different part of the world, namely in North Africa. We want to see to it that there is a successful development there. We are also successfully working together because we wish to stabilize Afghanistan, and we would like together to lend a contribution towards preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapons capability.
Und was dabei zählt, das ist die Dichte des Austausches, wenn ich allein daran denke, wie oft sich die Außenminister treffen, wie oft sich die Finanzminister treffen. Das ist die Direktheit des Austausches, die Unkompliziertheit, also alles gerade das, was Partner und Freunde auszeichnet.
And in order to be able to meet those challenges, we indeed meet very often at very regular intervals. If I only think of the very frequent meetings of, for example, the foreign ministers or the finance ministers, and these talks are generally characterized by an openness of mind. They are direct and they are very uncomplicated. And this is, after all, what a friendship and a partnership is all about.
Und ich möchte mich bei Ihnen, Herr Vizepräsident, ganz besonders bedanken, dass Sie gerade auch in den ungelösten europäischen Konflikten immer wieder ein hohes persönliches Engagement gezeigt haben und zeigen, sei es, wenn es um Moldawien geht, sei es, wenn es um Bosnien-Herzegowina geht und viele andere Dinge, und natürlich ganz besonders auch bei der Außenministerin, die ja an allen Orten der Welt fast gleichzeitig sein muss. Wir begrüßen Sie jedenfalls in Europa und Deutschland immer sehr herzlich gerne.
Mr. Vice President, allow me a personal word of thanks to you, because you have been very actively involved in trying to bring the protected and unsolved conflicts on the European continent to an end. You have taken out indeed a very personal commitment to doing that. One case in point is, for example, the conflict in the Republic of Moldova, but also Bosnia-Herzegovina come to mind, and a number of other areas where conflicts as yet have not been settled. And obviously also a word of gratitude addressed to you, Madam Secretary. You are traveling all over the world, and sometimes one gains the impression as if you were in several places at one and the same time. At any rate, we in Europe, we in Germany, always welcome you with open arms.
Ich bin überzeugt, und wir sind heute mit einer breiten Delegation auch hierher gekommen, aus Persönlichkeiten aus der Gesellschaft, die selber Anteil an der Gestaltung der deutschen Einheit hatten, aus Parlamentariern aus dem Deutschen Bundestag, Ministerpräsidenten der deutschen Bundesländer und einem großen Teil des Kabinetts. Ich bin überzeugt, dass dieser Tag ein Beitrag ist, dass unsere Freundschaft weiter sich entwickeln kann, sich vertiefen kann, dass wir noch enger zusammenarbeiten können und dass es ein guter Tag ist für die deutsch-amerikanischen Beziehungen.
I'm absolutely convinced that indeed we will continue to work very closely together. If you look, for example, at the composition of my delegation, you will see that it is a very broad-based one. There are people in my delegation from all walks of life, particularly also people who have had a share in making German unity possible. You also have a number of members of our German parliament, of the German Bundestag, with me in this delegation as Minister presence of the German Länder, and also a fair number of members of my cabinet. And all of this leaves me convinced that today will lend another very important contribution towards strengthening our friendship, deepening our friendship, and making our relations even closer. And I think we will continue in this very good spirit, in the interest, and this is what I think this day is going to be about too, in the interest of enhancing further German-American relations.
Und zum Abschluss sei mir jetzt gestattet, ein etwas scherzhaftes Geschenk zu überbringen.
In conclusion, allow me, I have a little gift here, and you may take it in a playful mode, Madam Secretary.
Ein solches Geschenk ist überhaupt erst möglich, seitdem Frauen in der Politik auch was zu sagen haben.
And actually, it is a very fitting gift because it's a gift that is only made possible by the fact that women now have also their say in politics.
Als nämlich Hillary Clinton bei mir im Kanzleramt zu Besuch war, da sahen wir ziemlich ähnlich aus. Und dann gab es in einer großen deutschen Zeitung, der Frankfurter Allgemeinen, ein Ratespiel Who is Who. Und die Lösung des Rätsels ist auf der Rückseite auch verankert, damit du, liebe Hillary, nicht durcheinander kommst.
When Hillary was my guest in the Chancery at the last time, we actually looked somewhat similar, at least to certain members of the press, and the one of the big German dailies, the FAZ, the next day published a picture which was supposed to be a riddle, a sort of guess who this is, and it's actually revealed at the back so that Hillary is not unduly confused.